This is a production of Cornell University.
So I'm going to call the meeting to order. Can we get started with the roll call?
Okay. Lila Abed El-Majid.
Here.
Morgan Baker.
Here.
Genevieve Bansaw.
Unexcused.
Kayla Butler.
Unexcused.
Carlo Castillo.
He's here.
Okay. Uchenna Chukwukere.
Here.
Lucy Contreras.
Excused.
Annette Gleiberman.
Here.
Sonu Kapoor.
Here.
Amari Lampert.
Here.
Andrea Miramonte Serrano.
Here.
Evan Moy.
Vacant.
Oh, okay. Estefania Perez.
Here.
Tomas Renning.
Here.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Here.
Mardia Chardo.
Here.
Lucas Smith.
Here.
Claire Templeman.
Excused.
Valeria Valencia.
Here.
Noah Watson.
Excused.
Salam Waldai.
Here.
Valentina Shu.
Here.
Johan Yuan.
Here.
Raquel Zohar.
Here.
Lucas Zumpano.
Unexcused.
Samuel Z.
He's in the waiting room right now, actually. So let me let him.
And then Kat.
This is Carlo Castillo.
We got you.
Yeah, yeah. He's waking up right now.
Okay.
And I'm here as well. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Carlo. I'm here.
Morgan Baker's also here.
Okay. I think I got her too.
Yeah.
I have 19 present.
Awesome. Thank you so much. The time is 4:50. We have 19 members present. I'm going to call the meeting to order. I will begin with the land grant acknowledgement. Let me find it really fast. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayagono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayagono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayagono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayagono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Okay, thanks everyone. Going to move into announcements and presentations. I know Salam has a quick announcement to start us off really fast.
Hi everyone. I just wanted to let everyone know that the D&I scholarship has been open for some time now. And I would just really appreciate it if you guys are in any minority organizations or know any organizations that would like to apply to promote it, whether on your social media accounts or within your own org, so more people can apply. The last day for the application is this Sunday at like 11:59. I can send the flyer in the Slack channel, and Morgan, I believe she's in this call, unless you want to post it on the account or like re-edit the flyer so it matches the theme and then send that in the Slack too, that'd be great. But yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Salam. I have a really quick announcement. It's just a thank you to the folks who have sent their reports like I asked. I received some reports and they were like really, really good. It's really great to be able to hear the progress people are making on their initiatives. I haven't received reports from a few people that I did request them from, which is half of the freshman reps, some of the arts reps, I think, and the ILR rep. I don't know if Lucas is here, but if you guys need reminders, then I'm happy to shoot you guys an email or a template or an example of what these reports should look like. But I've had a great time reading them. I really appreciate people reaching out to me to look over the reports before submitting them. So please know that I'm a resource if you are struggling or trying to figure out what to write in these reports. Okay, cool. Now we have Representative Shardo with your announcement as well.
Hi guys, I'm just gonna quickly share my screen. I just whipped this together just so I can be able to gather my thoughts. So as you guys already know, I was working on this gender neutral bathroom initiative in Warrenhall, and I am pretty sure, and yeah, I remember people, I've asked people to help me be on the task force, and I've gotten a lot of support, so thank you for that. I just want to let everybody know some of the updates that are going on right now. So as you already know, there is a bathroom in Warrenhall, and this is the current signage. It's just restrooms and restroom and shower. And it has a disability sign on there as well. And this is what the university architect said to me, because I asked her if there was anything we could do, if we can like maybe change the signage so it could be more apparent, like maybe have it explicitly say gender neutral, so that queer people would know that it's not only for, I don't know, disabled people, or it's not just a random bathroom that also has a shower in it as well. You know, just so it could be more apparent and people can know about it. And she basically said that this is the university standard for all gender neutral gender bathrooms, and that it was created with significant student input and implemented a few years ago, and that there's no more action needed. And I felt the need to do something else, because I've talked to one of my queer friends, and he basically said, obviously, like, he would prefer an explicit sign that says gender neutral. But obviously this part, significant student input, kind of like makes me not want to take any additional action, because I'm like, I need to hear what the queer community want and what Dyson students would prefer. And you know, I've heard some things about how Dyson students aren't the most, are a little bit, they're more conservative compared to the rest of the student body. And this is probably the best I could do. And so this is basically the university guidelines for single occupant restrooms. And our current signage follows those guidelines, but I don't see if this, like, I don't see what the problem is to have it say more explicitly. Essentially what I'm asking is, do you guys think I should like set out a student survey for Dyson students so we can hear their feedback? Or do you guys think I should just let it go? I was especially love to hear from, I don't know, the diversity chair. Yeah, that's all I have for today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mardia. And like, the research you've done is incredible, and I'm very thankful for that. I have some hands. Sorry, I can't see them. Oh, okay. Please raise your hand if you have a comment or a question, or if you are from any community that would like to give feedback to Mardia. I see one hand from Andrea, so I'll start with her. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mardia, for your presentation. I wanted to know though, why were you like asking about Dyson students in specific?
This restroom will be in Warrenhall, and that's where Dyson students, most of their classes are. We are the ones who use the building.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for the question and the answer. I see a hand from Morgan.
Yeah, I think you should definitely pursue a survey, and I think the communications committee could help with that.
Thank you so much. I'll definitely, are you part of the communications committee?
Oh, yeah, so I'm the chair.
Okay, so I'll definitely reach out to you and send you an email. Also, Salam just said the DNI could help as well. So this is all great news. Thank you so much.
Okay, awesome. Does anybody else have any comments or questions for Mardia? See another hand from Andrea, go for it.
Yeah, I feel like as freshman rep, I could also like launch a poll. Like, I asked about the Dyson specificity, because I'm like, I don't like represent only Dyson, but I could like do some sort of survey as well if you want.
Oh, okay. So that's perfect. I do want to add a little bit of background for reason why I'm pushing so hard on this, because no one knew that it existed. And basically what our administrators expect us to do, or any queer people to do, to specifically look on the Cornell's website and find a gender neutral bathroom map, that this is all very hard. This is like, it's not easy to find. There's no easy link. I was redirected multiple times to find this gender neutral bathroom map that kind of shows where all the gender neutral bathrooms at Cornell are. And it's interactive, the bathroom is self-explanatory, but the fact of the matter is not a lot of queer people know that this map exists, and it should just be easy to find a bathroom.
Okay, awesome, thank you. Tomas, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I just wanna say, so that map was created by trans folks a couple years ago. Last I heard, it was not updated. People were planning on updating it. I don't know if that happened, but just an FYI, you might want to reach out to some of the trans groups on campus and ask them, or I can do that, because I know there was a plan to update it, but I don't know if that actually ended up happening. But yeah.
Thank you. I will send you an email, Tomas, if that's okay, so we can work on that.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much for that, Tomas. Looking forward to seeing what y'all do. Anybody else have some feedback? Okay. Awesome. Mardia, thank you so much. You've done incredible work throughout this entire year, which is, again, wonderful to see. So if any community members have questions for Mardia, please feel free to email her. Mardia, if you want to drop your email in the chat if folks are interested. Thanks. Okay, moving forward to next on our agenda, we have Annabelle's Grocery. I want to ask that all of our SA members please pay close attention. Like, Annabelle's Grocery has done amazing work and amazing advocacy this semester, and they deserve your attention. So please tune in. Annabelle Groceries, the floor is yours.
Hi. Hi, we're Annabelle's. Thanks for having us today. I'm Chelsea, and I'm one of the programming chairs.
And I'm Kelsey, I'm the PR and marketing coordinator.
So today we just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about who we are, what we do, where you can find us, why we exist, and how we plan on operating this semester. So first off, we are Annabelle's Grocery, and Annabelle's Grocery is a nonprofit student-run grocery store that's dedicated to providing fresh, nutritious, and affordable food for all Cornell students. So through our store and educational programs that we run, we provide information about the connection between quality food, health, justice, and sustainability. So we are run by students, we are for students, and we are just all about creating an equitable and ecologically sound food system. So here's just like a picture of our space. So you can find us across the street from Hope Plaza. We are located in Annabelle Taylor Hall, which is part of the law school. We're also like across the street from Carpenter Hall. So here's just like a map where you can find us. So we, like given from the data that we took from the 2019 and 2020 academic year, we found that we have served over 1400 unique students. We've gained over 600 Annabelle's members. So the membership is free to join. And we've also supported and purchased from seven local food producers. And these are including Cornell's very own Dillman Hill, Stick and Stone Farm, Ithaca Soy, Remembrance Farm, and others. We've hosted educational events for over 200 students. So a little bit about funding. We are a part of CTA, which stands for the Center for Transformative Action, which is an independent organization that's affiliated with Cornell. So CTA services basically allow us to focus on our social mission, and they help and provide the back office infrastructure needed that keep us on the right side of the IRS and in compliance with the health code and legal matters that govern nonprofit organizations. So we are a nonprofit. We basically just have to cover our operating costs. And this is through the generosity of Cornell Religious Work, which helps us provide free rent in Annabelle Taylor Hall. So CRW still covers the rent and utilities for us. We are funded by students. So we were found in 2015 with $320,000 from the SA Students Helping Students Fund. These are funds that were used for renovations and startup costs. In 2016, the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly agreed to contribute $80,000, so $20,000 over a four-year period to our subsidy fund. Cornell Dining also contributed funds to help with renovation. And we also have like a fundraising, we also fundraise. So a robust alumni network basically allows us to help pay for key staff. So Annabelle's does not aim to make a profit, but we aim to provide quality food to Cornell students at the lowest prices possible. And we do this through use of our subsidy fund. So the subsidy fund, which is funded by the SA, is used so that what we sell is at the same, if not lower price than at Wegmans or other grocery stores in the area. So this allows us to keep our prices low for all Cornell students, and it provides fresh, nutritious, and accessible groceries at an affordable cost. So the subsidy fund is just one of the many examples that in ways that the SA has supported our efforts.
And we're very excited to announce that we are reopening. So thank you guys so much for all of your help. We will start opening March 1st, so this coming Monday. So as some of you are aware, Annabelle's was closed in March 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic. And we were not approved for reopening last fall. But that all changed thanks to Resolution 23, which was approved by Martha Pollack on January 29th. So thank you guys so much for all you've done to support us. We want to note that starting Monday, we will be open for business, but the physical store in Annabelle Taylor Hall will remain closed to the general public. To stay safe, we've formulated an online ordering model with contactless curbside pickup, which is a super convenient way to meet the needs of our community while keeping everybody healthy. How it will work is that, again, starting Monday, we open our online shop. It's going to be found linked on our website, annabellesgrocery.org, a little preview of what the navigation bar will look like here. We'll start taking orders for that week starting at midnight on Monday morning and ending on Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. Customers, when they order, will be selecting a 15-minute window between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Friday to pick up their order. So then on Fridays, customers will be able to line up socially distanced outside Annabelle Taylor Hall, starting at the campus road entrance. So this is not the main entrance by the chapel, but actually the doorway facing Cornell Health. And there will be signs directing students where to go and to maintain physical distancing protocols. Speaking of these protocols, staff will also be adhering to university guidelines regarding COVID policies. So only a maximum of 4 staff members will be inside the store itself at any time. And the students who will be present will be doing their daily check and we'll be wearing 2 masks and will thoroughly and frequently clean all surfaces and adhere to traditional food safety guidelines as well. Another update is that our organizational structure has changed a lot. So in the past, Annabelle's was run fully by volunteers, but luckily for us, the advisory board has approved the creation of 6 paid leadership positions. Just a quick run through these. As Chelsea said, she's one of the programming co-presidents along with Deanna, and that's paid through CTA work study funds. Myself, Ryan, and Sarah are the 3 coordinators who are paid through fundraising. My committee is public relations and marketing, pretty straightforward. Ryan covers purchasing of products and vendor relations. And Sarah, as people and operations coordinator, make sure that everything is running smoothly and that we're all following COVID protocol. And Emily is the class TA, and I'll go over the class really quickly, and that's paid through the Dyson School. But we are basically, we're paid now, which is super exciting. And if any of you are underclassmen and really into Annabelle's, you can apply for these and have a fun job for next semester. So the class is AIM 3385. It's taught by the CTA director, Anka Wessels. Super cool class. You have to take the class in order to work in the store. It's a hands-on learning experience, and it covers social entrepreneurship, food justice, anti-racism, systems thinking, collaborative leadership practices, and super fun. Learn a lot. It's open to all students. It's a very interdisciplinary field. And pretty much anybody who's passionate about making healthy food and making it accessible to everyone is welcome to join. And as I mentioned earlier, some of the students will be working store shifts to facilitate our operations. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Just a little plug, follow us at Annabelle's Grocery on Instagram. You can sign up for our newsletter on our website. You'll sign up for a membership, which is totally free. Fill out like a short survey about your food situation if you feel comfortable doing so. And please order online starting Monday. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can email me or Amari, who is the SA liaison to our board. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelsey and Chelsea, so much for that presentation. It was fantastic. Also so excited that Annabelle's is up and running again. Again, the product of a lot of work. So thankful for you and the service you do on this community. Okay, I see a hand. I think it's a question from Lucas. So the floor is yours.
Yeah, I was just curious. So you mentioned how you've had 600 members gained. I guess I'm curious what you anticipate this semester, that number growing by, if there's a number in mind, or like how many of those, you know, members are active users of Annabelle's?
If Chelsea or Hannah wants to hop in here, right now we're mostly just focusing on reopening and then we'll observe some stats later. Yeah, we're hoping to see similar numbers from the fall as this year, just due to some very public articles in the Cornell Sun. So hopefully our message has been gotten out, though please keep plugging us. And so we're kind of just trying to stay steady right now, not really hoping for growth necessarily during this time period, but in future semesters, especially if we're able to come back in person, that we'll see more growth in the future.
And if I can chime in here, Kelsey, hi everyone, I'm Hannah, I'm an alum and was actually in Amari's position at one point, which got me involved with Annabelle. With regards to membership, ideally everyone, you know, every student on campus would become a member, right? Because the objective here is to bring accessible food right to campus. And if you look at a map of Ithaca, there's nothing else within walking distance unless you're shopping at Green Star. And so the objective really is to get as many students, especially those without transportation, those who are concerned about transportation during COVID, or who are otherwise limited and not able to access or get to Aldi or Tops or Wegmans or Trader Joe's. This is a resource, and we are really driven by demand. So if there are products that students really need on campus, we will work on sourcing those as, you know, sustainably, locally, and naturally as we can. And because of the subsidy fund, we can often offer those products at lower prices than competitive grocery stores. So keep that in mind and please share with your communities, because we'd like to see many, many more students being members.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Hannah. Okay, do we have any other questions or comments? I see a hand, I think, from Andrea. Go for it.
Yeah. Is there any way that in the future, Annabelle's Grocery could possibly deliver to other places on campus? For example, some of my constituents have, they actually asked me last semester if there was any way that Nasty's could get groceries. Could there be any way that, because like people don't want to walk all the way there. I know it's a, but if the goal is to make everyone have a membership, I feel like it would be very comfortable for people to have access to groceries closer to where they live.
Yeah, so I don't know if delivery has necessarily been like a conversation that we've been focused on this semester at least, but that's definitely something that we could be open for in the future, because it would make it a lot more accessible for a lot more people. So yeah, we'll just, it's on the table, I guess, but we haven't really actively been discussing it at the moment.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you for your question. And like Annabelle Taylor Hall is the most central location on campus so far. Again, like it's on central, not on west, not on north or south. So it is the most presumably equitable location. Okay. Do we have any other questions or comments? I do want to give some shout outs to like Amari, who has gotten some like very well-deserved praise for the work she's done, and also Lucas and Deanna from CELO because they have been communicating with Annabelle's throughout this. So I'm very proud of you guys. And of course, the Annabelle's team just does everything. It's amazing. Okay, any other questions? Okay, SA members, if you could promote Annabelle Grocery on social media, Morgan, if you're here also on the SA Instagram, as you have been, I think, please do that to help plug. But otherwise, do you have any questions for us from Annabelle's? Otherwise, I think we'll move on. Okay, awesome. Just a last thank you. So amazing. Have a great rest of your evening and thank you for being here.
Class. Thank you.
Of course. Alrighty. Okay. We're going to move into the open mic. Noah's not here, so I'll just chair really quickly. We'll now be moving into open microphone. If any community members have something to say, please raise your hand. I'm going to close open mic in like 5 seconds. Yes, Annalie, please.
Hi, everyone. I know I put this in the essay chat earlier this week, but as most of you know, the OSA, we released the Big Red resources this week, which is basically just a compact list of all the like services that students can get on campus. I just wanted to put that out there so that you guys know that that's available, especially when you're like dealing with your constituents. It's a good way to see like the resources that they can use, but we would love your help in spreading the word. So posting on social media, stuff along those lines.
Awesome. Thank you, Annalie, and thank you to the entire Office of the Student Advocate for all their work. Cool. Okay, we're now going to move, anybody else have anything for open microphone? I'm gonna close open mic in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, open microphone is now closed. We'll be moving into approval of the minutes. I know someone might have a correction out there or an amendment to be made to the minutes before we approve. So I'll give a little bit of time for that.
Can I make a motion to amend section 4, part A? Mm-hmm.
Could you please state what you would like it to be amended to?
I can send it in the chat, but I'll also say it. Awesome. So in the chat I sent, it's for extending grant-based financial aid to summer and winter terms in addition to the existing loan and work-based aid offered. What's currently documented does not imply that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for sending that amendment. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Awesome, thank you. Is there any objections? Does anyone have objections to the amendment? Otherwise, I'll call for a vote with unanimous consent. Okay, seeing as there's no objections, this amendment has been unanimously approved. Thank you, Sonu. Anybody else have something for the minutes? Otherwise, I'll look favorably upon a motion to vote.
Motion to vote.
Thank you, Annie. Is there a second?
Second.
There's been a second. All right. Everyone, please just raise your hand to approve the minutes. And I'm going to close voting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I think we got all voting members almost. Okay, I'm waiting on a couple more. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, that's 18 yeses. I'm going to clear your hands. If anyone's voting no on these minutes, please raise your hands. Otherwise, I'll consider an abstention. Okay, 18-0-3, those minutes pass. Seeing as we're now at the end of our agenda, I would look favorably upon a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Wonderful. All righty. Please just raise your hand and I think we'll be good. Perfect. Thank you all so much for your attention and your time today. Please don't forget to send reports or like ask me a question if you have questions about those reports. But looking forward to working with you guys for this semester. Bye.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.